It's my pleasure today to launch our flagship publication, SOFA, The State of Food and Agriculture, 2014. We have hard copies available. We have also a brief for those that don't have enough time to read all the book. And there is an innovative approach. You can also get a pocket library with all the publications of FAO related to SOFI and SOFA, including this year publication. This is a card that you can download from the web in your mobile phones. So thank you for helping us saving trees and money also. I would like to highlight 3 points only before giving the floor for a better explanation. The first one is that SOFA shows that family farms are too many. 9 out of 10 farmers around the world are family farmers. And this includes a big range of different farmers and also traditional and indigenous agriculture. Includes also fisher folks, forestry regulators, among others. So they are quite different and diverse. And this is my second point. The diversity of family farmers goes from very small-scale farmers dedicated to their own subsistence to farmers that provide most of the inputs that we see on local markets, like the North America, for example, is a good example of those very high-level technological farmers. So the key issue for us to face hunger is how we move those subsistence farmers to become commercial farmers to provide local markets, fresh foods in local foods. This is what we are engaged in FAO to do, how to transform small-scale farms. And I have to say that we have the strong support of our partners, the Rome-based agents in Rome, IFAD, and I thank Modassini to be here with us today, and also World Food Program that provide local pushes of those small-scale farmers. And unfortunately, Ms. Etterin cannot be here with us today. But you heard the speech she gave highlighting this. My third point is to move small-scale farmers to become commercial farmers. We need to innovate. And this is what we dedicate. Innovation is needed. But innovation that can fit the needs of those very small-scale farmers. And not only fit their needs, that can be recognized by them, that can be entrusted by them, that can be participate action. It's not someone to go there and teach them. They need to be participating in this process of innovation with their organization. This is also crucial. Innovation is not only to bring new technologies like fertilizer, tractors, and so on. Innovation is also organization. So cooperatives is very important issue on this, particular for small-scale farmers. And we are working together in promoting this associativism and cooperativism among small-scale farmers. To conclude, what we are saying is that we need a bottom-up approach in the innovation system to bring small-scale farmers to become commercial farmers. And that is the key to address the poor of the rural areas and also those that are hungry. Thank you.